The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states.
A little bit behind the counter here. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stapmiller. Alive, well, and happy here at Republic Broadcasting Network. Well, I don't know about happy, but we're alive. We're in good health on this 13th day of February, 2018. And the guy that helps me stay healthy just happens to be here. Hello, Don.
Hello, John.
How are you?
Healthy as a horse.
Me too.
Yeah, good. I'm glad to hear that.
You remember the old Coca-Cola, Don? You remember the old Coca-Cola commercial? The world would like to buy you a Coke.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wished you had enough money to put commercials out worldwide how about buying some Extendivite? Buy your health. Buy a friend some health. That's something.
Yeah, and it's the truth too. I mean, it does improve your health. We have people who are not catching colds right now because they've been on it for 4, 5, 6 months or more. And you know, you can't buy that kind of health. You go and get a vaccination, and you wind up with something that's unhealthy. So, you know, it sometimes just amazes me how many people just can't believe that something this simple could do something that positive for your health.
I am amazed. You know, it's the small things in this world that make them. Could you imagine trying to play 18 holes of golf without that small golf ball? It'd be great exercise. I mean, you get to run around and, you know, get fresh air and in your lungs and get a little exercise. But if it wasn't for that small item, the game of golf would be rather boring. But maybe, yeah.
Yeah, it would be rather boring. But, you know, there's a lot of people out there with foot pain, and they can't wear their shoes. They feel uncomfortable when they have to walk. And, you know, the Extendivite could even change that. Then they could go out there and chase that little white ball around.
You know, it's amazing to me. The one thing that the global elite, Don, I mean, they've done tried their life extension technology. I give you one, Henry Kissinger, that's looking more like an Egyptian mummy than he is a human being. Or George Soros, that his skin is about sagging off his skull, but he's still ambulating. But, you know, this is the one thing that they cannot buy. They cannot buy the health, and they can't buy the time. And that's, you know, that's the one thing that I take some, I don't know, some pleasure in, that these creatures don't live forever.
But well, you're absolutely right. I mean, there's a lot of very wealthy people out, well, there's a lot of very wealthy people that have passed away at a young age, and they had money to do whatever they wanted. But that's probably the problem, is they did what they wanted, and they ate the wrong foods and didn't clean out their system. So they didn't last very long.
No, they did not. And I, you know, what's the little guy? And here's the scenario, guys. You know, you got your global elite. You've got your money masters. You've got people that could care less whether you lived or you died. They're all important. I mean, just ask the guy that's got Facebook, Mr. Zuckerberg, or you ask any one of these multi-billionaires. You know, if their lives are important, well, of course, look what we've created. But for you and I, ladies and gentlemen, and I won't call us the common people, I'll just say that we're not in the elite status. We're the ones that do the heavy lifting. We're the ones that do the shoveling and the burying and the working and the living and the dying. And what do we get? Well, they give us pharma cartels. They give us a profit mechanism that they'll stand there and smile at you and say, yes, you know, here, go pay for overpriced drugs that do nothing but do one thing, and we do it rather well. We make symptoms go away. Now, yes. The same could be said for Extendivite. Yeah, you make the symptoms, you know, the tired legs, the cold feet, and the little heart tip, you know, pitter-pats, you know, you can make those things go away. But that's not where it ends. You make the reasons why those symptoms are showing up go away.
Yeah, it's the metals in our body. And, you know, lead is one of the worst. Even though we're not using lead in our gasoline anymore, it's been around for so long. It's in the food we eat. It's in our bodies, and it goes right to the bone.
Oh, is that what they're calling that stuff now that I keep chewing? Is that food?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Lead. But, you know, you got to get the lead out, and the chelating effects of the garlic and the Extendivite helps to remove these heavy metals out of your body. And, you know, it's amazing the changes that happen once you get that out. We just had a call. Well, when did I take that call? Was it yesterday or last Friday? But this gentleman called into Ron Moore's show, or John Moore's show, I should say, last week, because he's been taking the Extendivite for a couple of months now, and he's noticing he's legally blind and he really can't see much, but just over the last couple of weeks he's noticed that he could see the color of his wife's hat. If orange went by him, he saw the orange. The oil truck came to fill up his tank, he could actually see the truck, the rims, the driver. He says his vision's gone back to what it was like 5 years ago.
Wow.
And he's done nothing new except for, you know, use the energy cleaner, but also take the Extendivite. And his wife has been on the Extendivite for a little longer than him. That's how he decided to start it, because she was starting to get quite healthy. And he was like, well, if you're getting healthy, maybe I should get healthy too.
Well, I'm you may or may not appreciate me saying this and for showing my hand here, but I've been a devotee of Extendivite, and I have felt better. I had these episodes. Oh, gosh. Don, I can feel the guy in Kentucky, what it's like not to have sight. I mean, I could literally be sitting at rest, reading something, or this has happened even while I was on air. Be sitting there, and all of a sudden, you know how when you stand up too quickly from a seated position, you know, you might see a few of these little fishies swimming around in your eyeballs?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not really fish in your eyeballs. It has to do with circulation of blood. But yeah. It was even worse than that. I mean, I would literally get to the point where I could not read letters, no matter how large they were, 2 feet from my face. Say that I was sitting here, as I am right now, looking at my computer screens for stories and information and callers and whatever else, looking at that and not being able to read it. And that ladies and gentlemen, is scary. So, and I told you before, and I wasn't joking, Don, when you and I get on the air, when I get on this program, I don't have to lie. All I have to do is tell the truth, and most people can't believe that. But I am sitting here, and I've made the decision. I thought, you know what? I'm going to be an Extendivite kind of guy, and I'm going to do that every day. And I'm going to do it religiously, so I make sure if this stuff is going to work, I'm going to know about it. Well, and I did. And guess what I have not had? I have not had one of those episodes, and a little bit was with restriction, with synovial fluid at the base of my neck, but more importantly, circulation. So I up my, four capsules a day, I do six now, and I have not had one of those episodes in 2 months. Now, folks, what I'm telling you is I've had this going on for a number of years now, and doctors, optometrists, they really couldn't diagnose. They couldn't really tell me. I figured it out for myself. And then Don has this Extendivite program that it's simple as this. You just do this every day, and you know, good wishes and good life. And I started doing that religiously every single day. And Don, for 2 years, I've not had one of those episodes.
Well, that's fantastic, John, because you sound strong on the radio. You don't take sick time off.
Well, not anymore. Well, not since this thing that they called the flu, which is really a virus and bacteria. I'm not going to make the claim that Extendivite killed that. I was victim of that like many others.
But that is killing a lot of people, and it's ridiculous how many people it's killing just because their immune system isn't up. And as soon as you get that cold or the flu, you know, they say it increases your chance of having a heart attack just by getting the flu.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be up to a year later before it finally manifests. But, you know, a lot of people are going around thinking, oh, well, I'm just old. That's the way I should feel.
Oh, no, no.
But
no,
it's
no, no.
not the way no. you should feel.
No.
And you have nothing to compare it to because it gradually built up on you, and you need to gradually get rid of it. And once you start feeling better and you've got something to compare how you felt with, it's ridiculous. You just say to yourself, wow, I can't believe I felt that bad. And, you know, what can garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle do to you?
Well, and let's put a different spin on this one. How many times, Don, have you heard the old frog in the boiling pot scenario? That here's the frog in the pot, and, well, he doesn't realize he's doomed because the temperature increase is just, oh, so gradual until one point. He's not used to it anymore. He's trying to get out of that pot, and then the next thing he knows, he's boiled frog legs. And the same can be said as aging and its process. You know, can I run like I used to do when I was a kid, run so hard and so fast my lungs and my side would burn? No. Could I do a lot of things? I won't expound about beyond that, but there's a lot of things that I can still do, but I can't do it as long as I used to do it. But, folks, the one thing that you do not have to accept is that age pot syndrome. Let's call it that. And Don, you understand this, and I know this, and many listeners understand it as well. As you just stated, you know, you get to be a certain age, and you go, well, wait a minute here. I guess this is the way I'm supposed to feel, or this is the way my body is supposed to be breaking down, you know, and I'm tired all the time, and my circulation's bad, and my feet are cold, and I got, you know, these gyrations going on in my my chest, and, you know I'm getting old. And people accept it as if that is the way that it is supposed to be. And, folks, I'm here to tell you that is a load of poppycock. I am a living example of it. Not only did it overcome some real bad physical things that I had going on, I mean, to the point I couldn't function, okay? But now, the energy, the thought, staying pretty clear here in the old on the old cranium, folks, I'm telling you, I have noticed a majority of my little aches and pains and my little cold feet. And for a while, Don, I'd take a shower and the bottom of my right foot was a little numb. I was going, the hell is this? And I got electricity coming through this tub, or what? Is it not something not grounded correctly? And I'm getting some. Well, guess what's disappeared as well? On the outside of my right foot, that little numbing that I felt when I stood on a hard surface, gone.
Fantastic.
It you know, and folks, when you hear these stories, they're not concocted, oh, make you feel good stories. You try the product, maybe it'll work on you, maybe it won't. No, this is true happenings with people's lives. This is what they're experiencing every single day. And I think you hit it right on the head. I think the reason why Don Wiskin's not a multi-billionaire right now is because it's so simple. It is so small that people go, ah, what the heck can that do? You know, it might have some validity to it, but it's not going to make my blood pressure lower. It's not going to improve my circulation. It won't improve the clarity of my thought. It won't improve anything. It's kind of like taking a multivitamin. And you know what, Don? And here's the tragedy of this. These are the people that need it the most, but they're walking right by it, and they're not doing it. That's sad.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the hardest things I've had over the years was getting testimonials from people. You know, they would phone in and tell you about it, but they wouldn't put it on paper.
Mm-hmm.
But a couple of years ago, we started with Amazon. Well, I'm just beside myself how many people write into Amazon and talk about how well they feel. And, you know, I put that into some of my commercials just to try and encourage people to give it a shot.
I think I even heard Tom D's voice in there in one of those.
You did? Uh-huh. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He's like Mr. Computer Man who keeps RBN up and running, even though he lives a long ways away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's
still out there and doing well.
Wow.
And by the way, John,
yes.
it is February, and February is Heart Month, and we have our yearly sale on right now.
Uh-oh.
And, so people can save about 18%. Just buying the product. This is the month that a lot of people stock up for the year because they have there's that sale, and they just figure where they can save a fair amount of money, and they do. But there are also people who believe in the product and have been taking it for years and want to keep taking it. So even the newbies, people who've never taken Extendivite, you know, if they go to Amazon.com, look up Extendivite with an X, extend your life. Vite is life. The stories that people leave behind are very, very good. Now, we have the odd person who, it didn't help with my blood pressure. Well, you know, blood pressure is sometimes more than just blood circulation. There's something else going on in your body, and you have to, you know, try other things to help along, supplement with it. But this will clean you out enough that your blood pressure won't be a silent killer, just like heart disease is a silent killer. You can live with the fact your blood pressure is a little bit higher, and maybe after a year or so, it might go down. But, you know, there's only ever been one person who said that. But that one person sticks in my mind because it's like, what can I do to help that person? Tell them about more supplements. Take vitamin E. Take Bragg's apple cider vinegar, I'm trying to think of that one that I take all the time that's very, very good for you, and it eluded me.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Magnesium, that's what it is. Yeah.
And there's so much, and this is why, Don, I've always harped on this wonderful-looking food that we're eating. And it all looks good, and it's not bored in by insects, and it's not wilded, or it's not funky-looking, and it looks all so pretty and nice. There's only one problem with this food that we're eating, is it's been burned out by fertilizers and chemicals. It still looks good, but it's got some of it, about the same amount of nutrition as wax fruit would have. Uh-oh, I hear the bump music. Hang on 1 second, Don Wiskin. We'll be back in three.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
We are back talking with Don Wiskin, and I'll tell you, folks, you know, one thing that money can't buy is health. It might not buy happiness, because tons of money brings on tons of problems. And as we were talking earlier, burning the candle at both ends, not a good idea. But it can buy you some health. And you got to help it along here. You know, watch what you're eating. And that's what we were talking about prior to the break, Don. You know, all the pretty food. But all the chemical fertilizers have burned all the nutrients out of the damn food.
Yeah, you know, I was watching a documentary last night, and they were talking about calories, and they actually put food into a tray, an aluminum bake pan, let's say, added liquid oxygen, and lit it on fire, and the food just burnt like crazy. You know, high calorie food just burns right up. And then they started talking about your intestines and how, you know, as the food goes into your intestines, the blood goes in there, fresh blood goes in there and gets the nutrients and brings it back out and feeds it to your body. But, you know, we need clean blood. Your blood should be clean. And people nowadays, you know, a few of the testimonials we have, a lot of them are ex-military, and they took – they had a lot of vaccinations, and they've noticed that little problems that they had. Well, you've heard Glenn's commercial on there, and you know, it just all these little things that he had wrong with him are turning around from being on our product, and things like his legs not burning or being a problem, and you know, his overall health. What does he say here? The heaviness that he felt in his legs while walking disappeared. The pounding chest, you know, from walking up the stairs. The throbbing vision. There we go with vision again.
Yep.
And dizziness. And he's grown accustomed to those. But after taking the Extendivite and it starts going away, he's like, you know, I don't need to do that. But he was in the military and he developed, you know, aggressive dandruff, athlete's foot. And these things stayed with him for years, and they started disappearing after starting the Extendivite. Dry skin and cracks were gone. His feet no longer itched and burned. His dandruff went down. Now, these aren't things that I promote the product for, but it is awful funny what happens to people once you start getting the toxins away from the liver and the body is able to clean the blood and deal with the cholesterol buildup and help to clean out the arteries and strengthen the heart. So I'm beside myself whenever people say what they say, but then I'm living proof as well, because 35% of my heart got damaged from waiting too long to go to the hospital. 7 months later, the poking pain in my chest was blood and oxygen back in my dead heart tissue. They wrote an article in 1999 about it, how the heart can rebuild itself. They just don't know how. And they still don't know how.
Well, and you know, I wished I would have known you when my friend Jack Otto was around, because Jack died of congestive heart failure. Day by day, week by week, month by month, he just got weaker and the heart couldn't pump the blood. And you're exactly right. If you do not have a clean blood supply, your body can't operate and repair and keep your immune system up and do away with all those funky things like you just described. I don't have my legs, Don. I don't have my legs in the morning when I wake up feeling like a couple of tree stumps. Or if I go on a long walk, by the end of that long walk, it feels like I'm walking on two tree stumps. It has to do specifically with the circulation of your blood. And those little problems melted away. So I know this works, folks. I know it works. Call this guy. His toll-free number, 877-928-8822. Or go to his website, heartdrop.com. So you don't drop dead of a heart attack. Just remember, heartdrop.com. Go up, look at the he's got a special 18% off this month. Look at the testimonials. And these aren't testimonials just for the interest, sole interest of making Don a rich man and making money off of your ailments. This is a product that works. It does what it says it's going to do. And here are real people telling real stories about their success that they've had taking Extendivite. It is that simple, and I think that's your main problem. It's too damn simple. You got to complicate this thing up.
I wish I could. I wish I could. Anything to, you know, bring on more people. Because, yeah, I actually set out to try and save the world, but I don't think the world wants to be saved.
Well, the smart ones that know what life is about and want to extend it, they're the ones that will be your customers and will be for the rest of their lives.
Dan Aykroyd has been taking this since 2003. Now, he doesn't tell his friends. His friends are dying, but twice a year we see him show up. He takes three or four bottles at a time. And he said at first that he was taking it for mobility, but now he's taking it for life.
Good deal. I always liked that guy, especially in Driving Miss Daisy. At any rate, they can go to Amazon. They can buy the product. They can call you. They can go to the website.
They can do it all. They can go to Amazon.com. They can go to HeartDrop.com. Get in there during this month. It's our Heart Month sale. Save some money and get help.
And if you can't listen to a conehead, then you just ain't listening. Thank you. Thank you, Don. I appreciate it, my friend.
Thank you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, is there going to be a wall? Is there not going to be a wall? Well, this is very fascinating. The little chicanery that's going on around amnesty and the DACA and the this and the that. Well, they're going to use a despicable tactic where an open bill is created through amendments. This is how they work in Washington, which will allow them to stuff a lot of things in that bill that can then be voted on before other senators or the American public have even had time to debate what's really in the legislation. Don't you remember them saying, oh, health care? Well, you'll have to wait till we pass it so you can read it. Wow. Well, I guess that's okay in the world's best democracy, but not in this republic. But this is the way they think. Every hour or day of time we can buy the American public is important because the passage of time, the term DACA becomes more toxic. Now, ALIPAC is launching a new strategies to do our best to stop this amnesty, and we need volunteers from all 50 states on the phones, making as many of our targeted calls as possible. Now, Senators Cotton and Grassley lose endorsement for supporting amnesty for illegals. And you know what? Donald Trump is starting to lose support too as well. Because, you know, the art of making the deal is the art of compromise. And on this issue, the American people have spoken their clear intention. On this, there is no compromise. You know, how many more horror stories you need about some drunk illegal running people over? The ones that have been deported several times come back in the United States, shoot and kill and maim and rob and do all this other stuff. Oh, yeah, just a better vetting process. No, we still have 90 million people out of work in this country, and we don't need the extra cheap labor coming in and doing jobs that Americans used to do. Ah. Now, there is a clip that I want to play you from Fox News, and they actually did a decent job here on this interview. Now, again, folks, they've got every little trick. They're going to try this. And they're going to try to get this passed. Well, you know, it wasn't at the discretion of the babies or the young people that their parents broke the law and came into the country. Now, here's the latest tactic on, well, how can you have amnesty for people that didn't break a law? They're thinking, because an illegal came over here, dropped a baby on this soil, that somehow it has nothing to do with amnesty because they're a natural-born American now. I kid you not. I kid you not. That's now one of their talking points and them trying to argue this. I mean, it's just, folks, it's just beyond comprehension. Now, I hope this is the right clip here. I'm going to get to this. Do me a favor, Mike. Somehow this came over on my phone and I could dial it up. Go in there and find... let me back up here. Let me make sure I send you to the right place. ALIPAC.us. See if you can find the Fox News interview, because they actually did a pretty good job. And you will hear for yourself the convoluted logic that they're using. You might have to go to Fox News itself. I don't know. Put in ALIPAC/DACA/amnesty bill. See what you come up with. At any rate. You know, I can do it off this phone. The sound quality won't be great. But, Mike, let me just do it off the phone here. Bingo! Run that one, please. Here it is.
As he just mentioned, a group of seven senators introduced a framework for immigration and DACA recipients today. It's called the Secure and Succeed Act, and it mirrors the White House framework. Joining me now is a co-sponsor of that piece, Republican Senator from Iowa, Joni Ernst. Great to have you back with us.
Yeah, thank you so much, Shannon.
Okay, we want to give people a little overview here, so we have a few points for this. A pathway to citizenship for 1.8 million DACA-eligible immigrants, $25 billion for Border Security Trust Fund. You're going to limit chain migration, not get rid of it. But then reallocate diversity visa lottery slots as well. So it sounds a lot like we heard from the White House,
right,
with some tweaks.
It does mirror what the White House had put out previously. So we're excited about the opportunity to really work on this legislation. We think that it will be a good pathway forward for those DACA recipients. And important for the folks back in Iowa is that it does have border security and protections in place in this bill as it is. So we're excited.
Okay, how do you respond to those who say, but you're not getting the wall per se?
Well, we are. In certain areas, of course, there will need to be a physical structure. But in other areas, that may not be necessary. So we can rely on other technologies like radar, overhead security with unmanned vehicles or aerial vehicles, other ways of making sure that we are protecting, adding additional border agents. We don't have to have a physical wall in every location.
No. Okay, I want to play a little bit of what Congressman Jim Jordan, one of the conservative members over in the House, had to say this weekend on Fox News Sunday. Chris Wallace asked him about the proposals we've seen coming out of the Senate. Here's how
pause
he responded.
Pause that right now. And back that up so we get what he has to say. Now, here's one of the people that have not compromised and have heard the clarion call of the American people, up to and including President Donald J. Trump. And I'm telling you, you know, do you think the Democrats and their striving for a perfect communist state, a perfect communist union, do you think that's disgusting? I don't know what on God's green earth these supposed conservative Republicans are hoping for in this election cycle, but they are spelling their own doom. Understand this. Evidently, somebody hasn't explained it to the president or to these eight little senators that figured that they can get one over on the American people. We'll continue.
What's being proposed in the Senate is not going to be acceptable to conservatives in the House, guarantee, because it's not going to be acceptable to the American people. If they do legislation like what is Chairman Goodlatte's legislation that has been worked on by him, Congressman Labrador, Congressman McCall, if they put that kind of legislation on the floor, you will see conservatives support that because, again, Chris, it's consistent with what the American people elected us to do in 2016.
Okay, so you have a few hurdles to get this through the Senate, but if it goes to the House, you know you're going to face some serious opposition there. A lot of folks have termed what they see this as is amnesty when they talk about those 1.8 million who are here illegally. How do you answer those concerns?
I would answer that by saying you can't give amnesty to someone who hasn't broken the law.
Here it comes.
So the DACA recipients were brought here by their parents who broke the law, but the children of those parents, they did not do anything
okay,
wrong.
Stop it again right there. What? Okay, well, we can't grant them amnesty because they didn't break the law. Well, who are they? What magical category did you come up with to list these poor children under? I'll tell you one thing they don't have. They don't have rights. They don't have constitutional rights. They don't have a right to bilk the country out of its funds that were meant for the American people. They certainly don't have that. They're not entitled to have a driver's license just because they apply for one. They don't have the right to vote in this country because guess what? They're not Americans. They're not entitled to welfare. They're not entitled to health care. They're not entitled to a damn thing. We've got a country that's choking on debt and people are dying right and left because they don't have the money to even take care of themselves. And this wench is getting on national TV trying to sell us a load of manure and calling it something other than what it really is. Capitol Hill BS with a capital hit. Continue.
They are here. They're living in our communities. They're providing great services, whether as our children's classmates, they're churchgoers, they are volunteering in the communities, they're going to college. So many of them are
the government
providing
grants
back to their communities. They haven't broken the law. So what we want to do is find a pathway forward to them. And I see it as a great opportunity. So if you look at the sponsors of this bill, I would say they're all very strong conservatives.
That's true. Horse, a couple of them now have lost manure. Some endorsements by conservative groups. I want to read a little bit from one group that is not happy about this. They're going after Senators Cotton and Grassley, two of your co-sponsors on this as well. Alipac says, by attempting to triple Obama's DACA amnesty and make that abomination against our Constitution into a permanent law, these senators and the Trump administration are betraying Republican voters on a massive scale. Americans want our existing immigration laws enforced, not new elaborate promises designed to sugarcoat and pass an amnesty bill for illegal aliens.
Well, again, I would push back a little bit because these were children that were brought here. No fault of their own. And the 1.8 million is an approximate number. We know that there are DACA-eligible young men and women out there that did not come forward and register. So to make sure all of them are included, if they would like to participate in a pathway forward, then they would need to come forward. So the large number, while it may seem large to some, we are thinking at least it's all inclusive, and we won't have to go back and readdress some of the concerns later on. But again, these are members of our community. We do value them, and we want to make sure we are doing the right thing by them.
And it sounds like there is some bipartisan happiness on the Senate side that the leader, Senator McConnell, is going to open this up for amendments and allow it to be a very collaborative process. We know it'll take time, but we will track your proposal as it works through this process.
Thank you. Thanks for coming. I appreciate it so much.
Good to see you.
Now that is what's being sold to the American people, and I got to hand it to Fox. They weren't just a go along, get along. They brought out some very salient points, and they were actually being a little kinder than I would have been, because this thing is being floated by Cotton and Grassley. I mean, together these guys, I don't know, they've been in the Senate for how long? Half the length of the time this country has been established. Just Grassley? Really? Cotton? Really? I mean, you heard the rationale, folks. You know, these are valuable. You can be a valuable illegal alien by being a classmate. Oh, yeah, and they want to go to college. Doing what? Taking out a government loan? Or is it just going to be handed to them like everything else? And forgive me, but in most countries, guess who's responsible for their offspring? It is the parents. It is their responsibility. Since when did the United States of America become the butterfly net for all the welfare recipients of the world? When the hell did that happen? When did the green light flash for that one? We are in serious trouble in this country, least of which the balkanization process that continues. You know, it's just not about illegals from Mexico, it's Guatemala, it's every scumbag on this planet, and I will use that term, excuse me. MS-13, literally, they didn't take flights into this country, they didn't come the roundabout way of taking a cruise ship to Canada and just sauntering over our northern border. No, they came across our southern border in droves. The criminal cabal setting up in every major city, peddling drugs, building their gangs. The street monkeys that'd much rather see opposition to who and what they are, they'd much rather see you dead in the street, bleeding out, than anything else. I kid you not. And I've got wingbats, like, I don't even know who the hell that woman is, and I wouldn't even say her name if I did know who it was. These people that are selling you a load of malarkey is part and parcel of the program here to balkanize America. You know, they've got the blacks and the whites damn near warring against each other, don't you? Well, we've got Syrians and a host of other people from the Middle East that want to come here and settle, and we can't figure a way to vet them to make sure that they're safe, and they just want to come here to worship America or the Statue of Liberty. We are in serious peril here. And you've got more asshats like McCain and Grassley and Cotton. I don't want to be crude here, folks. I have respect for life. But excuse me, Mr. McCain, when the hell are you going to drop dead? It can't be fast enough. Because your constituency base out there in Arizona somehow has been breathing the wrong air. How you and people like yourself stay in office is beyond my comprehension. Ah. Michael, I sent that over to you, that email, and thank you, Chicago Brewhouse, for sending that over to me. Post that on the website. It's got a bunch of information up there. Who you can contact, Americans for Legal Immigration, Political Action Committee, ALIPAC. And this is one of the things, and there is no mystifying, you know, imminent front. This is not really what it seems to be group of people. They are dead on about this, and they want this thing stopped. There are contacts. There are phone numbers. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. I'm putting out a call here, folks, because you heard it. Well, we don't necessarily need a wall, and yeah, we'd like to have this pathway for citizenship for more than 8.5 million people that are in this country. And oh, the parents, you know, hey, you know, it wasn't the child's fault. No, it was your illegal alien parents, and I don't care. Please don't make me into a ginormous asshat, because if necessary, I will fulfill that role for you, and I'll do it quite nicely. Do not. Yet look at how Congress has handled Obamacare. Well, they don't think they can kill it in 2018. Although they did take some teeth out of it, it's still languishing. Another illegal, unconstitutional act in their grand democracy. Go to hell! We'll be back.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why don't I hate people? I do get angry, folks, as you just heard. And I'm one of the last guys you'll ever hear telling you, here's a political action committee, because we all know our standing. We all know what we are in the eyes of the federal government. How our birth certificate's been turned into a commercial instrument. How we are nothing more than just taxpayers or consumers in a gigantic corporation mindset. We know exactly who we are to the federal government. But without resistance to these asshats and what they're doing, they're just going to roll right over the top of you. Now, do you want to go into the good night quietly? Or do you want to stand and at least take a couple of swings at these fools? I mean, seriously? Obamacare was reviewed by the United States Supreme Court, and here's how we can get out of this. Yeah, the Senate and the, that branch of government has the right to lay and collect taxes. Not if it's illegal and unconstitutional and can't, you chicken crap people. You're not there to interpret the Constitution. You're there to enforce it, not make up new rules around it. So, you know, we still have the vestiges of Obamacare hanging around. And now here's the latest assault, and just absolute, the government is flipping you off. I'm tired of choking in illegals. I'm tired of walking around it. I'm tired of standing there trying to figure out what the hell they're saying because they're speaking in a tongue that is not English. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of them mowing people over because they're drunk. I urge you to go to our website and take a look at a story yesterday, the FBI statistics, about who's doing all the criminality in this country. Whites are way down on this list, folks. Guess who it is, neck and neck, and in some instances, even surpassing black crime in this country. That's right, the Hispanics, the illegals, murdering, getting drunk, running over people. Come on, man. Come on. I would urge you to go to ALIPAC, ALIPAC.us. Read this. There's numbers. Pick up the phone. Call. Let them know. They knew this when Donald Trump ran as president. And Donald, I don't know what kind of deal-making you think that you're doing, but your constituency is getting a little restless, to say the least. My God in heaven. Bill Gein over at ALIPAC is doing a yeoman's job on this one. I mean, it's beyond ludicrous. It's beyond my imaginings that they would do something like this. So, you know, folks, if you want to drink the Kool-Aid while you're wearing your rose-colored glasses and listening to political promises, you go right ahead. But for the 90 million plus Americans that are out of a job, that have lost your family, lost your house, lost your livelihoods, lost your minds over this stuff, I give you Mr. Compromise, Donald J. Trump, and his merry band of Let's Make a Deal. There's no deal on this, pal. No deal. Close a little cubicle there. No deal. I'm not hitting the button. Sorry. You don't get a pass on this one. This is going to blow up and hurt him more than he realizes. Come from New York, do you, Donald? Multi-billionaire, you didn't need our donations to win presidency? Yeah, we got all that. But go back and listen to your campaign promises and start to fulfill what you said you were going to. Otherwise, get your hat. You're fired! Jeff Bennett coming up here in just a few minutes, folks. I hope I set the stage here for James Kelso.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.